Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Tzaneen 27. The Union Kasatu says it is dismayed by the DA's spurious attack on employment equity. The DA has filed a court application challenging the employment equity quotas under the Employment Equity Act Amendment Act, which it says were merely racial exclusion under a new name. The Act says hiring quotas for economic sectors, including mining and transport, to construction and agriculture. Kasatu spokesperson Matthew Parks.
The Constitution is eloquently clear in its requirements for the state to seek measures to address the discriminatory legacies of the past and the inequalities of today, including through employment equity and fair discrimination. Any government which fails to live up to these fundamental constitutional prescripts can and has been taken to court previously. The Employment Equity Act is nearly as old as our hard-won democracy.
The Johannesburg Metro Police Department is urging all motorists to refrain from drinking and driving and rather utilize alternatives. The JMPD has launched a robust initiative aimed at encouraging road safety, resulting in the arrest of 166 motorists for driving under the influence of alcohol from last Monday until Sunday. Spokesperson Holani Fichler.
Alternative transportation options such as e-hailing services or designated drivers should always be considered, and the arrested individuals are expected to appear in court soon to face charges related to driving under the influence of alcohol. The JMPD will continue its efforts to combat drunk driving through ongoing enforcement and public awareness campaigns.
The Public Servants Association has expressed outrage at the Gauteng government's exorbitant expenditure on renting office space for provincial departments. The MEC for Infrastructure Development, Jacob Mamabolo, recently revealed that 34 million rand per month was being spent on renting office space, despite the provincial government owing 41 vacant buildings. The association's Cloud Nyker.
The PSA calls on the Gauteng provincial government to immediately conduct a comprehensive audit of all government-owned buildings and develop a maintenance plan to bring them up to OHS standards. They need to implement a sustainable solution to prevent future wasteful expenditure, including proper maintenance.
And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the promise of a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine is nearing collapse. Nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been killed since March this year when the ceasefire was breached.
The rights of both Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security have been undermined, and the legitimate national aspirations of the Palestinians have been denied, while they endure Israel's continued presence that the International Court of Justice has found unlawful. And since the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, it has gotten worse on every front.
I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister. Kasatu kritiseer die DA se aanval op die wysigingswet op gelyke indiensneming.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...